各位弟兄姐妹朋友好。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
因为在这个佳节的时候，主他自己的喜乐跟平安赐给每一位。
During these holidays, may God's blessing be with you.
今天好像是应该用英文信息，是不是？
Today it should be sermon should be in English.
但这个月我们已经有三次的英文的信息了。
Because this month we already had three messages in English.
Tony 弟兄他英文比我好，所以你们应该不会有打岔。
不是。
Okay. 今天我们会有一个特别的一个分享。
Today we have a special sharing.
我祷告以后，我们就请这位弟兄来先跟我们分享。
So、after I pray, we will ask this brother to come share with us.
好，那我们一起低头祷告。
So let us pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Gracious Father, we thank you.
是主您自己的恩典把我们带到今天。
It is your grace that brings us here today.
是你十架的爱，也是把我们拯救到今天。
It's the love of the cross that save us today.
让我们能够时常思想主你自己的爱。
And let us meditate about your love.
思想主你自己的恩典。
And think about your grace.
让我们的心中充满了赞美。
So that we have praise in our heart.
也是充满了感恩。
And we're full of thanksgiving.
求你自己今天与我们同在。
And may you be with us today.
恩膏每一个人的心。
And anoint everyone's heart.
让我们都能够听到主你自己的话语。
So that everyone can hear your word.
我们这样祷告祈求，都是奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们很高兴嘉亮弟兄跟他们一家回到我们当中，他们已经离开我们好像很久了，但是只有三个月而已。
We're very happy that Brother Jialong and his family are here with us. Even though it's only been 3 months, it seems like a long time.
各位请嘉亮弟兄先上来。
很高兴又回到弟兄姐妹当中。
I'm very happy to come back to among you, brothers and sisters.
也是在主里面，我们也是一家的人。
We're one family in the Lord.
所以我想我也是等于回家吧，回家到回到这里的自己的家。
It is like returning to my home.
特别在这个佳节里面，我就最近也是让我想到主的爱。
And in this holiday, it let me think about God's love.
主他自己降生在我们当中。
And our Lord was born among us.
他是为着爱的缘故来到世上。
And he came to this earth because of love.
他来到世上，好让我们能够跟他这一次和好。
He came to this earth so that we can reconcile with him.
就好像儿子跟父亲一样。
It's like the children and the parents.
他希望我们跟他这一次能够建立美好的关系。
He wants to us to establish a good relationship with him.
我曾经跟弟兄姐妹分享过，这个的关系，他神把他自己限制在我们的这个限制里面。
And I've already shared with brothers and sisters before that he
limit himself.Within our ability, 他就是把他自己限制在我们这个空间当中。
He limited himself in this space.
好让我们能够跟他建立关系。
So that we can establish a relationship with him.
他在古时解决限制，向我们说话的时候，他也是限制他自己向我们说话。
And in the old days, when he spoke through the prophets, he limited himself to speak to us.
曾经有人说。神向我们说话，在圣经里面其实就好像大人跟一个小孩说话一样。
When God talked to us through the Bible, it's like speaking the adults speaking to the children.
Yeah, 你可以想象，就是我们很多时候我们大人讲话，我们大人与大人之间讲话，有的时候都听不清楚，但是神说话，我们却能够明白。这个原因就是因为他限制他自己。
And you can imagine when adults speak to one another, sometimes we don't even understand each other. So when God speaks to us, He limits Himself so that we can understand.
在基督里面，他把自己限制在他的这个道成肉身里面。
And Christ limits Himself and when He became a man.
好，让我们能够亲自能够经历，能够了解这位神是怎样的一位神。
So that we can understand what God is really like.
更是为着我们的罪，把他自己献在十字架上面。
And he offered himself on the cross because of our sins.
我们都知道为什么。
We all know why.
圣经里面清楚告诉我们，神爱我们。
The Bible tells us that God loves us.
其实也因着这个爱。
And because of this love,
神的爱激励了我。
God's love urged us on.
他也激励了要这个秀芬以及我们一家。
And also our family.
所以我们要，所以我们前几个月我们就离开这里，我们就去神学院念书。
So several months ago, we left here to go to a seminary.
Yeah.不是我们这个人能够有什么，是因为神的爱激励我们。
Not because about us, but it's God's love to encourage us.
在这个过程里面，我们开始学习信心的功课。
So during this process, we learn how to love.
我记得这个巴格博士曾经用一个例子来让我们更多明白。
And I remember there's an example to give us to let us understand more.
啊，这个巴克博士说，我们人有两种的啊形态出现。
This Professor Bach said that there in man there's two kinds of two ways.
形态啊，一种。我们人是就是以一种的这个观众的心态来出现。
One type of people is they're like an spectator.
另外一种人，他们是在行路 traveler.
The other kind is the traveler.
他们所不同的。
And they travel different ways.
他们因为在行路者的在他们当中。他们必须在面对抉择的时候，他们必须要选择。
And when they're traveling, they come to, they have to make a choice.
他们会面对前面不知道是如何的抉择。
And they face the future; they don't know what will become of it.
在露台上那些观众。
And those who are in the spectators.
他们可以在上面讨论。
And they can discuss.
下面这些行路人，他们。所经过的
about these people that walking and that are traveling,
但是他们远远没有办法了解这些行路人他们的经历。
But they will never truly understand the experience of the people who are traveling.
只有行路的人才能够在这个信心里面被考验。
It's only the people who are traveling they are tested in their faith.
其实我刚才说了，我们每一个人都是在这两种的状态之下。
And I already said that both of us are always in these two different roles.
Yeah, 特别是我们在八月离开这里的时候，我们就面对一个抉择。
And when we left here, we were faced with some choices.
Yeah, 我们当时候在还没有离开之前，大家也知道，就是我们特别我们为着房子的事情，因为我们房子还没有卖出去。
And many brothers and sisters know that when we left, we were our house was not sold.
不单止这样，当然我们还是为着我们前面将来是如何，我们不知道。
Not only that, we also don't know what the future holds.
但是有一点我们确实知道，神在我们心中感动我们。
But there's one thing I know that God moved. Working in our hearts.
所以以至于我们愿意
so that we are willing
我们愿意就在那个时候走出去
we are willing to go forward at that time
因为我们知道我们前面是不知道如何
because we know we don't know what the future holds
我们也知道说我们这个房子我们不知道几时会卖出去
and we also know that we don't know when this house is going to be sold
但就因着主的爱
but because of the love of God
在我们心中
It's in our heart.
我们愿意
We are willing.
我相信使徒保罗当时候在哥林多前书四章九节里面他说我就念给大家听我就念后面了因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看
And, and we've become a, in this, actors in a, at a, in a stage
你看到在这里保罗也是说他是一个行路的人
and we can see that Paul was also the one who is traveling
但是这个行路的人他们你知道他们所面对的
so he knows what he is going to be facing
他这里面说他被人家轻看被人家藐视
and he said he was looked down upon and was despised
但是为着基督的缘故
but because of the Lord
我相信他认他看为这些都是值得
He thought that was something that was well worth it
其实在我们一生当中跑这条道路我们知道就好像保罗所说的一定会遇到难处
And in our lives we are going to face with difficulties
我记得我们学校在学校的时候就有这个我们的老师他们就分享
Remember at school professor shared
他就说很多这些人我们像我们这样念了 出来就做牧师的后来去做牧师很多时候他们最大的难处是教会里面不能够很好的相处
And he said that a lot of students like us who comes out and going to be pastors of a church and the biggest problem that they face is the problems of the church
其实我也看到说其实不是单单就是牧师传道的就是在弟兄姐妹当中那些有心服侍的弟兄姐妹
not only the pastors but also brothers and sisters who are serving the church
他们也是面对同样的
They are facing the same problem.
也许被人误会
and maybe misunderstood by others.
这保罗说都是对他来说都不是很重要的
And Paul said these are not important.
我想我自己心中很多时候我就在想因为我知道在教会不管在哪一个教会我们都要面对教会里面一些的难处
And I know in I thought many times that no matter which church it is, there's always some difficulties.
记得圣经里面曾经说和睦同居的是何等的佳美。
And the psalm says, brothers and sisters living together is how beautiful it is.
因为神看当我们能够和睦同居是美好的。
And when God looks at us and we're living in harmony, it is good.
但是我们也发觉实际上很多时候我们不是这样
But in reality many times it's not like that
圣经里面也告诉我们当我们能够彼此相爱的时候做人就看出我们是他的门徒
Bible also tells us that when we love one another then others will see us as disciples of Christ
这也是一个记号
And this is also a sign
就是我们怎么是他的门徒
How we areA disciple of Christ.
我们能够彼此相爱
is because we can love one another.
我自己常常觉得，就是我们有很多不同的看法。
Even though we have many different ways of looking at things.
但是有一件事情，我觉得我自己也是在提醒我自己，有一件事情我不能没有的。
One thing I constantly remind myself.
就是我不能缺少爱弟兄姐妹的心。
Is I cannot not have a heart that loves brothers and sisters.
因为这是神所喜悦的
because this is what pleases God.
我们去神学院这几这一段时间里面
during this time we're at the seminary.
如果有一些人可能会看到秀芬经常寄出来的 email.
And brothers and sisters may see the email that Shufen sent out.
大家也知道，就是我可能我就在功课上很忙碌。
And brothers and sisters know that I have a lot of homework.
有种种原因。
And there are many other reasons.
我想其中一个原因就是因为我还是在上班。
One of the reasons was I was also working at the same time.
因为我上班的原因也因为房子的事情。
And it is I work because of the house.
但是我也看到神的恩典在当中。
But I also see God's blessing.
我当时候本来是说做到十月。
Originally, I said I was going to work until October.
因为公司不批准我在那边工作。
Because my company would not allow me to work there for a long time.
但是我们在十月的时候，房子还没有卖出去。
In October, the house was still not sold.
所以我自己也没有打算叫公司，就是让我继续做下去。
But I did not intend to ask my company to let me continue to work.
但是我说神就奇妙的作为，他就在时间要到的时候，我的上司就跟我说，他说你可以不可以去做到一月头年，就是这个年头。
But God has worked in special ways, and my boss asked me if I want to work until the end until January.
所以我当然我就同意。
So I agree.
但是大家也看到，就是在这个时间到的时候，我们房子在刚刚就卖出去了。
And brothers and sisters also see that during this time, our house was sold.
所以我们就看到神在当中。
So we can see that God is among us.
给我们的带领。
And leading us.
的确，就是在学校当中，我刚才说其中一个原因是因为工作的原因。那还有其他的原因，也包括我自己，我发觉到我自己在这个学习上面，就是这些学生我没有很好的这个 discipline， 没有很好的discipline， 我不知道怎么讲这 discipline。
Another reason of me being very busy is because I don't have a very good discipline in learning.
所以我在这个过程里面，的确神也在帮塑造我这个人。
So during this process, God is molding me.
你说在当中是经过很多的挑战。
And it is through a lot of challenge.
对我来说，我年纪当然也不是很老，但是也不年轻。
Even though I'm not very old, I'm not very young either.
Yeah, 我记得赖牧师就说了一句话。
I remember Pastor Lai said some.
Yeah, 也是我说我很高兴。
And caused me to be very happy.
他说在五十岁以后才走下坡。
He said after 50 is when you go downhill.
所以我想我还在那五十岁以内。
I'm also before 50.
所以我还有盼望。
I still have hope.
所以在这个困难里面，我发觉到说很多东西在很多方面在扶持着我。
And during these difficult times, I find that God is upholding me.
我想其中一个当然就是秀芬。
And of course, one of them is Shufen.
所以他说我很多东西不需要顾虑。
And she causes me to not to have to worry about a lot of things.
还有就是在那边学校学生们之间。
And also another is among the students over there.
学生们有这样的一个就是爱心关怀。
And they all love another and was able to care for each other.
所以秀芬很享受那边的时间。
And so Shufen really enjoyed the time over there.
当然我没有像他这样享受。
And I of course did not enjoy as much.
还有一个就是楼下学校的这些教师。
And the other is the professors at the seminary.
他们 还是对学生很关心。
They have they care about the students.
我记得我们其中一个教师是84岁。
One of the professors was 84 years old.
他说我来我在还在这里教书。
He said I teach here.
我就是为着你们。
Because of you guys.
为着你们在这神的话语上面。
So that the students can be in the Word of God.
能够成长。
And can grow in the Word of God.
你们自己的生命也能够成长。
And then your life can grow in.
我觉得就在这样的一个环境里面，我想给我很多的这个保守着我，这整个 semester.
God keeps me in that environment.
你说在这个里面我也没有也没有就是自杀，就是 depressed.
I was not depressed in that environment.
我有 depressed. 我有就是感觉到说，因为当功课忙碌的时候，而且功课不容易。
And when I was depressed when there was a lot of homework and they're not easy.
但是我却发觉，当我这 semester 完之后，我就看到神是怎么带领着我。
But I see how God leads me.
他给我恩典。
He gives me blessing.
他给我力量。
He gives me strength.
他给我忍耐的心。
He gives me patience.
其实这些都是我需要学习的。
These are all things that I have to learn.
所以其实我是进这个神学院，虽然在知识上，可能在圣经知识上知道了不少。
So even though I'm in this in the seminary, I learn a lot of knowledge in the Word of God.
其实这很重要的一个，也是我生命当中学习成长的过程。
That the most important is what this growth in my life.
我也曾经分享过，你亚伯拉罕。
I also shared before. It's like Abraham.
在创世记十二章一节。
In Genesis chapter 21.
当神呼召亚伯拉罕。
When God called Abraham.
他说你要离开本族本地父家。
You have to leave your homeland.
往我所指示你的地方去。
And go to the place I show you.
我们知道亚伯拉罕就开始走。
And Abraham left.
其实我们如果去想一下，亚伯拉罕也没有挣扎。
And when we think about it, did he struggle?
我相信亚伯拉罕是有挣扎。
I'm sure he has struggled.
因为他在献以撒的时候。
Because when he sacrificed Isaac.
你看到圣经也是没有说他任何的挣扎。
And the Bible said it didn't say anything about his struggles.
他就把儿子献上。
And he tried to sacrifice Isaac.
但是我们都知道他不会没有挣扎的。
But we all know that there's no way that he doesn't have any struggle.
只是圣经没有说。
It's only the Bible didn't say.
我也相信在这个他出弗尔的时候，就是离开弗尔的时候。
When he left Ur.
他在自己的老家的时候。
His home.
他也一定面对好多的挣扎。
I'm sure he faced a lot of struggles.
特别是他刚刚开始认识这位神。
Especially he just learned about this God.
所以其实他也是一个成长的过程当中。当他
he was in growing phase.
当他献以撒的时候已经有一段时间了。
And between that and sacrificing of Isaac, there's a time period.
他面对挣扎。
He faced challenges.
但是他就是愿意听从神的话。
But he was willing to obey God.
记得我刚才说有两种的状态，一种就是观众。
Remember, we said we have two roles. One is a spectator.
一种就是行路的人。
And the other is the ones who travel.
行路的人很多时候以不同的形态出现。
And there are many also different kinds of travelers.
但是有的时候圣经里面说，以诺与神同行。
And Bible tells us that Enoch walked with God.
在这里，亚伯拉罕顺从神的话离开弗尔。
And here Abraham followed, obeyed God to and left Ur.
因为行路的人总是这样，他要面对选择。
And those who travel has to be faced with choices.
他必须面对挣扎。
And he faced with struggles.
他就是在面对前面无助的时候。
And when they don't know what's in front of them,
但是因着神,
because of God,
他们离开,
they left.
你想想看，如果亚伯拉罕不离开乌尔,
if Abraham did not leave Ur,
你知道以后的历史是怎么样的?
Do you know what the history would be like?
大家都知道，亚伯拉罕因着他离开，我们知道万国都因着他祝福。
And because his obedience to leave Ur, then all nations were blessed.
不单止他自己是一个蒙福的人。
Not only was he a blessed person, 也因着
他很多人被蒙福。
And also because of him,
因为他愿意
a lot of people were blessed.
做一个信路的人。
Because he was willing to be a
traveler. 他愿意听从神的话。
He was willing to obey God's word.
就是前面我不知道如何，但我相信这位神。
Even though we don't know what's in front of us, but we believe God.
其实行路的人，他们都是一个需要有信心的。
So all the travelers have to have faith.
就是在挣扎里面，我们还是以信心来走这条道路。
And even in struggles, we walk this way by faith.
我相信一个人挣扎是正常的。
I'm sure that the struggles are normal.
我觉得一个人能够有信心，也是因为他有挣扎，他真的能够看到他这个信心。
And because of the struggle, we can truly see the faith.
因为他看到前面的物质，他不知道前面是如何。
Because we don't know what's in front.
他也许看到前面是困难。
Maybe there is troubles in front.
但是他因着信心还是走出去。
But because of faith, they still go forward.
所以我们知道亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
So we know that Abraham is the father of faith.
历世历代以来都是这样的，你从圣经当中看，神所要带领的。
Throughout history, that it's the same with all those that are led by God.
神的心意当中要我们做一个信路的人。
And in his will, he wants us to be the travelers.
我想我也不用大家很多时间，我想因为高弟兄可能很有分享，那我就用最后一个经节。
So finally, I have one verse I would like to share.
就是罗马书十二章。
And it's Romans chapter 12.
第一节他说，我们当把身体献上，当作活祭。
It says that we have to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
这是理所当然的。
This is the spiritual act of worship.
我们知道是理所当然的。我刚才说行路的人，以不同
just now I said the travelers.
他们以不同的形式出现。
There are different kinds.
在这里，保罗叫我们把身体献上。
Here, Paul tells us that we need to offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
就是要我们做一个行路的人。
Because he wants us to be a traveler.
我们如果要明白神的心意，
If we want to understand the will of God,
罗马书三章十二章第三节说，
Romans 12:3 says,
叫我们可以查验何为神善良可喜悦的旨意。
Can tell us that we can be able to test what is approved, what is the will of God is.
Yeah, 叫我们可以查验神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
And his will is good and pleasing.
怎么能够有这样的能够查验？
How can we test?
怎么能够有这个经历？
How can we have this experience?
只有当我们做一个行路的人。
Only if we are a traveler.
你看到亚伯拉罕出乌尔的时候，
When you look at Abraham when he left Ur,
也许很多人就觉得说他这个做他这个选择是很愚昧的。
Maybe many people think that he is a fool to make that choice.
但是亚伯拉罕最终的时候，我相信他可以说，我知道，我看到就是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
But Abraham probably says that he sees that the will of God is good and pleasing and his will is perfect.
你看耶稣送来到世上。
When Jesus came to this world.
很多人觉得他轻看他。
And many people despise him.
甚至把他钉在十字架上。
And nailed him on the cross.
在很多世人眼中这是愚昧的。
And to many people that's foolish.
但是对我们来说。
But to us.
我们可以说叫我们可以查验神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
So we can test the will of God.
我们看到的确神 是在当中成全他自己的美意。
And he is the one who fulfilled his will.
我们这一次下去，我们你看房子到最后，我们还是看到，就算房子没有卖出去，我们还是要相信神必在里面，要成全他那善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
So even if the house was not sold, then we know that we still have to move forward, and the God's will is good and pleasing.
其中行路的人
and the travelers
是一个能够彼此相爱，是一个爱弟兄姐妹的心。
They are the ones who can love one another.
能够爱神
and love God.
爱人
and love man.
我想我们在这里就是也是在做一个选择，其实我们每一天都在做一个选择。
But every day we make choices.
我们还是要做是一个观众。
Whether we won't be a spectator,
或许我们做一个行路的人
or the one who travels.
但是圣经里面明显让我们看到
But the Bible tells us,
我们需要做一个行路的人
We have to be a traveler.
我们可以在那边讨论神学的事情
We can discuss theology.
我们可以说到别人是怎么样怎么样的
And we can talk about other people.
但是我们永远没有办法了解
But we will never have the
神在我们个人身上的带领。
How God leads us.
我们的信心永远是小的。
And our faith is small.
因为信心的成长必须经过，必须做一个行路的人。
Because the growth of our faith, we have to be a traveler.
好，我想我今天就分享到这里。
I'll stop here.
我们一起做一个祷告。
Let us pray.
天父
Father in heaven
当我们这一次来到你的跟前
When we come before you
我们都是不配
We are not worthy
我们都是有很多的亏欠
We have a lot of iniquities
我们只有求助你的爱
Only your love
继续的激励我们
Continue to urge us
帮助我们更多了解你的爱
So that we can understand about your love more.
也因着这样
And because of this,
我们对你的依靠能够更加坚定
And we can trust you more.
我们知道我口所能说的是有限
You know, what we say in our mouth, with our mouth is limited.
但我们相信
But we believe.
你的话是无限的
Your word is not limited.
你圣灵的工作也是无限的
And the work of the Spirit is not limited.
若有任何话，主，你要向我们每一个人心中说话。
And you will speak to each one of us.
你的圣灵在他们心中继续动工。
The Holy Spirit would work in each one of us.
让他们
so that they can
让孩子
so the children can
能够更多经历到主你自己的爱。
We can all experience your love more.
让我们在这里住
so that we can
能够彼此相爱
we can love one another
因为那爱能够遮掩很多的过错
because love can cover multitudes of sins
只有主你能够做到
only God you can do that
因为你本身就是爱
because you are love
我们这一次感谢主
well, we thank you again
特别是孩子
Especially the children.
在这里能够有机会跟弟兄有一点的分享
So that I can have time here to share with the brothers and sisters.
就是解决这些小小短短的时间当中
And in this short time.
但愿我们能够彼此被造就
That we can build up each other.
还是这样祷告
I pray.
奉主耶稣救的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Brother Jia Liang, give us this sharing.
其实他们今天一大早就要走了。
They have to leave this morning.
因为他们有十个小时的车程。
They have 10 hours ahead of them.
但是我请他就是可以 再留下来跟我们讲几句话。
So I asked him to, but I asked him to stay and speak to us.
因为我不晓得他下次什么时候可以回来。
And we don't know what time when he will come back next.
如果你需要先走的话，也是也可以呀。只要他们有，还有很多孩要孩子要在路上要停很多次哈。
And if it's a long trip with the children in the car.
求主保守祝福他们。
And may the Lord bless them and keep them.
Okay. 今天我们是罗马书，我们这一年我们看了好多次的，就是罗马书在主日的时候。
And this year we have been looking at the book of Romans.
我们现在已经到了最后快结束的时候。
We're towards the end of the book.
那我今天是讲十五章的前十三节。
And today it's I'm going to talk about chapter 15, the first three verses.
那这十三节其实也是跟着前面十四节继续下去的。
And it is it's actually following the chapter 14.
所以我今天就很快把这十三节跟大家能够分享一下。
So I would want to share with you this 13 verses very quickly.
首先我把这个最主要的经文也是要送给大家的，我们可不可以一起同声来念？
Let us read together.
OK, 第十三节，但愿使人有盼望的神因信将诸般的喜乐平安充满你们的心，使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望，让我们在这边能够借着圣灵的能力大有盼望。
So through the power of the Holy Spirit, we can have hope.
其实，在十五章里面，他提到圣灵还有其他两件圣灵所做的事。
And in chapter 15, it talks about two things that the Spirit does.
这是第一个，他提到圣灵的大能。
And here's one that talks about the power of the Holy Spirit.
还有一处他提到圣灵是因着圣灵成为圣洁可蒙悦纳，是在十六节所讲。
And another place is in verse 16. It's about the sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
所以他能够献上是为着外邦人得救的原因。
So that they can be offered because of the Gentiles.
我这边讲到特别就是使徒保罗。
Here it was Paul was talking about the ministry to the Gentiles.
然后到了第三十节，他又特别讲到借着圣灵的爱，他能够与其他的人同工。
And it also talks about because of the love of the Holy Spirit, he can work with others.
但是我今天只要讲第一个，就是借着圣灵的大能。
And today I just want to talk about the first one, which is the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个不会在 advance 啊。罗马书如果我们回顾的话，前面第一章里面他开始讲到一个神的福音。
If we review the book of Romans, the chapter 1, it talks about the gospel.
很快的他也讲到，因为我们人都亏欠了神的荣耀，这边讲到有一个定罪。
And because all have sinned, there is a condemnation.
他讲到我们如何我们离开了神的恩典，离开了神的计划，所以我们都在罪里面。
Because we are away from God's grace, and so we're all in sin.
接着他又讲到有一个称义。
Then there is a justification.
这是从第三章到第五章里面他特别提到有一个称义。
From chapter 3 to chapter 5 talks about justification.
然后他又提到有一个圣别的事情。
And then he talks about sanctification.
如何我们能够在主耶稣基督里面因着与他的连结我们能够成为圣别。
It talks about how we can, in Christ Jesus, how can we be sanctified?
然后再继续下去，就是我们讲到有一个得荣的过程。
And then a process of glorification.
然后我们也花了很多时间在拣选方面。
And then we also spent time in talking about choice.
是在乎呼召的神。
And it's about the God who calls.
也是在于神的怜悯。
It's also because of God's mercy.
然后我们就再讲到另外一个方面，就是讲到变化方面。
Then we talk about transformation.
这变化就是我们如何在我们生活里面，我们能够渐渐的变成主的形象。
And how we can slowly change to become like Christ.
就像今天的题目，正如同基督。
Just like today's topic.Just like Christ.
因为我们如果人家说我们的孩子 just like dad or just like mom, 我们父母听了好高兴。
If we say that our children is 就像父母 then we're very happy.
不管是长处短处。
No matter what it is the, positive or negative.
但是在主耶稣基督里面都是正面的。
So, but everything that is in Christ is positive.
所以今天我们到了第十五章里面，其实就是还是在这个变化的过程里面。
And so we're still in this part of the transformation.
到最后下一次就是明年第二个主日，冯牧师他会做一个总结。
So next year, Reverend Fang is going to do a conclusion.
那这边讲到就是福音的成就。
About the consummation of the gospel.
所以从福音的开始到福音的成就是一个过程。
So from the introduction of the gospel to the consummation of the gospel, it is a process.
我想今天我们的时间有限，所以我把我的总结跟大家讲。
We don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to start with the conclusion.
有五点写在节目表上，我们都可以自己看。
And there are 5 points, is in the program. If you can just read that yourself.
但是我要跟大家就是提醒回忆的。
But what I want to remind brothers and sisters.
今年神在我们当中做些什么？
What did God accomplished among us this year?
我们从年初到年终。
From the beginning of the year to the end of the year.
你知道吗？神在这边他所做的是很丰富的话语的供应。
And God has an abundance of His word among us.
你记得在年初的时候，我们一直看这罗马书。
In the beginning of the year, we started with the book of Romans.
那有几位的弟兄在这边分享。
There were a few brothers and sisters that shared.
到了四月份的时候，我们知道有李定武牧师来到我们当中。
In April, brother Li Dingwu brother came and shared with us.
他跟我们提到什么是生命的基础。
He said, "God is the foundation of our faith."
什么是忧虑的处方。
How do we handle worries?
什么是那丰富的生命？
And what is an abundant life?
到最后他说问我们一个问题，我们当如何的活？
He finally asked us a question, how should we live?
他给我们很清楚的就是如何来读经。
He teaches how to study God's word.
他自己也有很多的写作。
And he has also a lot of books written.
所以对我们有很大的帮助。
And that helps us a lot.
到了五月份，你还记得傅伟明牧师来到我们当中吗？
And in May, Pastor Fu came.
Pastor Bill Franklin.
Oh, Bill Franklin came among us.
他给我们教会领袖策略的讲座。
And he has a workshop for us.
一共有两堂。
And was there were two workshops.
到了主日的时候，他给我们一堂信息，叫做“付之于行”。Just do it.
And Sunday message was just do it.
他要我们能够 不只听到，让我们能够也能够活出来。
He said so that we not just listen to the message, but also to live it out in our life.
到了九月份的时候
，and in September，
我们知道有边老弟兄来到我们当中
，and Brother Bin was here。
我们知道他有大概三次，几乎神都要把他接走。
And three times God almost took him away.
但是他还是站在我们当中为主做见证。
But he was still among us witnessing.
他是无名传道的那部书书的作者。
And he was the author of a book called Missionary with No Name.
Yes. 他讲到智慧的人生。
And he talks about the life, the wisdom of life.
他讲到理所当然的侍奉。
He talks about the spiritual act of worship.
他讲到心意更新而变化。
He talks about transforming and renewing of our mind.
他讲到奇异的族类。
He talks about the
amazing people group.
Amazing people group.
他讲到基督的美德。
He talks about the goodness of God.
到了十一月份的时候，你记得Blue Valley Baptist Church 的牧师来到我们当中，礼拜五晚上。
You remember in November, the pastor of Blue Valley Baptist Church came to share with us on Friday.
他特别提到斯蒂凡他的为主殉道。
And he talks about the Stephen's martyrdom.
他直接的信息打动了很多人的心。
And his message moved a lot of people.
十二月的第一个主日，我们美国弟兄 Randy Dolan 来到我们当中。
First Sunday of December, Brother Dolan came and shared with us.
他提到谁是宣教的主宰。
His message was who is the God of the missionaries.
第二个主日，Dave Lovelin 牧师来到我们当中。
And the second Sunday, Pastor Dave Lovelin was among us.
他讲到试炼的真意。
And he talks about
the truth about trials.
The truth about trials.
然后接下来那个礼拜五有从中国回来的吴弟兄吴姐妹他们在我们当中分享。
And that following Friday, Brother Wu and Sister Wu from China came back and shared with us.
分享神如何呼召他们，他们在中国的工作。
And how God called them to work in China.
加上今天嘉亮弟兄给我们的分享。
And also today we have Brother Jia Liang's sharing.
我想神他在这边他有他的心意。
And I believe that God has his will among us.
他不只要我们在这边只在这边读罗马书。
He doesn't want us to just study the book of Romans.
他要我们能够在这边真正活出来。
He wants us to be able to live it out.
这些信息都是可以串在一起的。
And all these messages can be connected together.
所以我要把今天我的结论跟大家讲。
So today I want to have a conclusion.
Can you move to the very last slide?罗马书十五章一到十三节，我们刚刚已经念过。
Romans chapter 15 verse 1 to 13, we just read it.
我有三个结论，你等一下，你试试看，可不可以把今天今年神在我们当中所给我们的话语，是不是可以连接起来
？I have three points in my conclusion, and you can try and see if you can connect them all based on all the messages from this year.
第一个我要跟大家分享就是我们能够彼此的接纳 在这边，正如基督接纳了你们。
The first point is that we have to accept one another just as Christ accepts us.
我们在这边一起的敬拜乃是以神为中心。
We worship here together, and it's because Christ is our center.
是不是我们在这边有主耶稣基督做我们一切的一切呢？
Is God, is Christ our all in all here?
就像我们的主题是 just, 如同基督。
Just like our topic, it says, just as Christ.
如果我们没有以基督为我们的为我们的这个主要的能够的标准来遵守的话。
If we do not have Christ as our standard to obey,
我们很难做到如此。
We don't know where we could be.
第二个我要跟大家讲就是我们需要有基督的心为心。
The second is that we have to be of one mind with Christ.
是的，我们都有不一样的想法，不一样的背景。
Yes, we have different backgrounds and we have different thoughts.
但是神要把我们在这边能够交织在一起。
But God wants us to be all connected here.
更多的我们能够彼此的造就。
So that we can edify one another.
你造就我，我能够造就你。
And we can build up, we build up you and you can build up me.
我们可以彼此的代祷。
And we can pray for one another.
在这边我们可以彼此的相爱。
We love one another.
彼此的扶持。
And help each other.
最后，神不只是要把福音就留在我们身上，他要我们能够有那福音的知识，能够把这福音能够传出去。
Finally, God doesn't want the gospel to just stay with us, but to be able to take it to spread the gospel.
存怜悯的心。
We have a merciful heart.
能够像主耶稣基督一样能够出去把福音传扬。
So we could be just like Christ and taking the gospel out to the world.
就像我们的弟兄他被主呼召他能够放下工作能够去神学院。
It's like our brother who was called by God and then he could leave his work and go to the seminary.
或者就像我们其他美国弟兄他能够去中国为我们的同胞能够在那边服侍。
Or like other American brothers and sisters who is willing to go to China to or go to our country to tell them about the gospel.
或者像我们的弟兄能够出去，能够在义肢上面能够传扬福音。
Or like our other brother who could use the false limbs to use that to.Tell other people about the gospel.
总归一句，就是我们需要如同基督。
It all has to be so that we are just like as Christ.
所以让神他自己能够成为我们的带领。
So that God could be our leader.
在新的一年开始，将要开始的时候，我们也更需要能够跟随他，也能够知道他在我们。这个教会里面他有什么样的呼召
And so in this new year we can follow him and also know how, what he's calling us to do
正如他所说的我们要彼此的接纳
Just like he said we have to accept one another
担当不刚强人的软弱
To bear the failings of the weak
叫邻舍喜悦使他被建造
Pleasing our neighbors
照着基督彼此思念相同的事
and having a spirit of unity according to Christ
一心一口荣耀神
and glorifying God with one heart and one mouth
我想这是神要跟我们说的话
and this is what God speaks to us
让我们一起低头祷告
let us bow and pray
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank you
你的名是值得我们称颂的
your name is worthy to be praised
你是那丰富的神
You are God who is abundant
不是我们口舌能够诉说的能够完尽
We cannot use our mouth to say that in full
但是我们相信这神的福音从起头到终了主你要做这完成的工作
But from beginning to end your gospel will perfect this work.
借着每一天，让我们都能够在这成圣的过程里面，主让我们能够一点一点的变化，让我们能够更像我们的主耶稣基督。
And because in tomorrow you're going to help to make us in this process of sanctification to be more and more like you.
让我们能够说主，让你自己圣灵的大灵在我们每一个人心里面动工。
May the power of the Holy Spirit be work among us in our heart.
愿你自己的工在我们身上完成。
May your work be fulfilled on us.
愿你自己得荣耀。
May you be glorified.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
And pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.